Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, music by Betty. A question from a listener about the movie Gone with the Wind, and a report about Mother's Day in the United States. Sunday, May 8th, is Mother's Day in the United States. It is a special day when Americans honor their mothers. Faith Lapidus tells us about it.
Writer Julia Ward Howe made the first known suggestion for a Mother's Day in the United States. That was in 1872. She said it should be a day to celebrate peace. For several years, she held a yearly Mother's Day meeting in June in Boston, Massachusetts. Mother's Day, as it is celebrated now, began with a woman named Anna Jarvis. She started a campaign for a national observance in the early 1900s. She wrote thousands of letters to public officials. She urged that the second Sunday in May be declared Mother's Day. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson and the United States Congress finally agreed. After that, the second Sunday in May became a day to express love for mothers throughout the country. On Mother's Day, children of all ages give their mothers special gifts. Popular gifts include flowers, jewelry, or candy. Children also do nice things, so their mother will not have to do any work on her special day. They might bring her breakfast in bed or clean the house. Children who no longer live at home may travel to visit their mother on Mother's Day. The whole family may go to a restaurant for a holiday meal. Children who cannot be with their mother on the holiday send a special card with a message of love. They also call their mother on the telephone to wish her a happy day. Mother's Day is one of the busiest days of the year for telephone use in the United States. So, you may ask, do Americans have a special day to honor their fathers? The answer is yes. Father's Day is in June, but that is a story for another time.
Our listener question this week comes from Bangkok, Thailand. Apiradi Triratkuankun asks about the famous American movie Gone with the Wind and its stars. Gone with the Wind was released in 1939. Experts still consider it one of the best American movies of all time. It was one of the longest films ever made, at 3.5 hours. It was also one of the most costly at the time. It cost more than $4 million to make. The movie is based on a book by Margaret Mitchell, published in 1936. Producer David O. Selznick bought the film rights to the book soon after. The book and movie told about people living in the South during and after the American Civil War in the 1860s. The characters must deal with war, survival, love, disloyalty, and changes to their way of life. Gone with the Wind broke records for Academy Awards. It won 8 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actress. Actress Hattie McDaniel became the first African American to be nominated for an Oscar. She won for her performance in a supporting role. The movie was not made easily, however. It had several different directors, although only Victor Fleming won the Oscar. 50 actors had speaking parts. Thousands of other people were used for crowd and battle scenes. Vivien Leigh won the Oscar for Best Actress for her performance as Scarlett O'Hara. She had been chosen for the part over many other actresses. But Vivien Leigh was no Southern Belle. In fact, she was not even American. She was a British citizen born in India. Vivien Leigh was only 26 when she became Scarlett O'Hara. Clark Gable played Rhett Butler in Gone with the Wind. Gable was born in Ohio in 1901. He became one of America's most popular actors in the 1930s and 40s. Clark Gable was tall and very good-looking. He did both comedy and drama well. Some people were surprised when Clark Gable did not win the Best Actor Oscar for Gone with the Wind. But then he already had one. The industry had honored him in 1934 for his performance in the movie It Happened One Night.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Betty!
Betty is the name of a musical group led by 3 women, Allison Palmer and sisters Amy Ziff and Elizabeth Ziff. They have been singing together since 1985. They also wrote and perform in a rock musical play about themselves and their band called Betty Rules. Barbara Klein has more.
Betty has been described as a punk, pop, alternative rock group. The band has released 6 albums. The latest is the recording of the songs in their musical play, Betty Rules. It opened in New York City in 2002 and was a great success. The group has performed the play in other cities. It recently played in Washington, D.C. Listen to Kissing You from Betty Rule.
I like the stories you tell me. I like the way you think. I like the way you spend money. I like the fear you drink.
Allison Palmer, Amy Ziff, and Elizabeth Ziff are from the Washington area. The group added two male musicians, a guitarist and a drummer, in 1995. Here is another song from their play, Betty Rules. It is called Slap Bang.
Let your heart, let your father, let your pickups swing far. Let your load is exploded. Let's not stop us from the start. Slap, bang, kaboom, baby. Wham, crack, crack, kaboom, baby. Slap, bang, kaboom, baby. Wham, crack, crack, kaboom, baby. Slap, bang. Let the blue. Let's all kaboom, baby. Let the play from night to day. Let's get louder every hour. Let's not stop us from the start. Bang, kaboom, baby. Wham, crack, crack, kaboom, baby. Bang, kaboom, baby. Wham, crack, crack, kaboom, baby.
The members of Betty and their songs have appeared in many television programs and films. The group has also performed at large gatherings for women's rights and the empowerment of women and girls. They have helped raise millions of dollars for causes such as finding cures for breast cancer and AIDS. We leave you now with another song from Betty Rules. It is called It Girl.
If you want it, come and get it. I know how much you do. If you work on if you're worthy, I just might give it to you.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. This show was written by Shelley Gullis, Nancy Steinbach, and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. The audio engineer was Bob O'Brien. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.